As you take your seats, we are lighting the fifth and final candle of Advent on this Christmas Eve night. It is the Christ candle, and it reminds us that God has sent the greatest gift ever given into the world, and that is Jesus. And Jesus is not just anybody. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And for those of you who've been with us on Sunday mornings, we've been walking through that series. But on this night especially, we light this candle not just as a reminder that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, but also that he is the light of the world. That he is the light that has stepped down into darkness, that has come to bring all of us, every single one of us, hope, peace, joy, love, and the light of life. You know, there's a common tradition around this time of year that many of you have already participated in, but that many people all across the world participated in, and it's the tradition of hanging lights. We put lights on houses, on buildings, we line yards with lights, we hang lights on trees, we hang lights on balconies, we hang lights everywhere. We inject the darkness with lights. And personally, one of our favorite traditions as a family, now that we have kids, is we'll get hot chocolate at some time during the December time, and we'll get hot chocolate, we'll climb into the car, we'll turn on Christmas music, and we'll drive around the city just looking at lights. These small little, well, some are, most of them are small. Some people will get really big ones. But these lights that just light up the darkness. And what I love most about the lights, though, is they remind us of the light of the world, who is Jesus. They remind us of Jesus. Scripture is clear. We were dwelling in darkness, living in the land of deep darkness because of our sin. We all sinned, every single one of us. And for the wages of that sin is death. It is darkness. And we were living in the land of deep darkness, and we needed the light and the life of Jesus. We needed him to save us, to deliver us from the darkness. Think of it like this, for example. You go home in just a few moments, and your house is dark. And you go inside, and it's dark, and what is the first thing you're going to do? Is you're going to look for a light switch, which will bring light to the darkness, because you want and you need light. Well, the Bible says we were in sin, we were in darkness, and we needed light. And here's the good news. God has sent a light to shine in the darkness. And that light is not just any light, it is the light of the world. That light is Jesus. Isaiah prophesied it like this: the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. John would write it a little differently in John chapter 1. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was distinct from, yet equal with. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4, John 1, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus would say it a little differently about himself, and quite clearly he would say, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So therefore, like the shepherds, like the magi, just like we talked about a moment ago with the kids, God has invited all of us to come, to see Jesus, to behold him, to believe in him, to follow him and him alone as the Lord and King of our lives, as the Savior of our lives, as the light and life of our very lives. And in doing so, he would fill us with his Holy Spirit, fill us with hope and peace and joy and love and the light of life. And this brings us to the Lord's Supper. If you have your elements, you can grab those. And this is really something we do as believers, as followers of Jesus, as born again in Christ. Because what we are proclaiming is Jesus' body and blood given for us. his life laid down for us sinners. And we are proclaiming that we have been united with him in death. So somehow we will be alive with him in life. And so you can grab your elements. And practically here, this is a little different for some of you. But the bread is on the bottom, okay? So you, right now, if you want to, you can go ahead and peel that bottom and pull out your bread. We're going to do this together. You can take out your bread there. On this Christmas Eve night, we want to collectively give thanks to God as a community of believers. We want to remember and rejoice that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, sent by God, given by God, that he is our light and life, that he has given us his life. So, Paul writes this in 1 Corinthians 11. He said, I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And next you can take your cup, and you'll just peel back the top there. And Paul goes on to write that in the same way, Jesus also took the cup that night. And after supper, he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Another visual to help us remember that Jesus is the light of the world, the light of life for us, is another one of my favorite traditions. We do it every year, Christmas Eve. It's the lighting of the candles. And so even right now, you can take your candles. And as we light these candles, my prayer is that each one of us would be filled with hope, peace, joy, love, and the light of life that's available only in and through Jesus and believing in Jesus. But it's also a reminder that we're to go and spread the light. Jesus would then call his followers the city on a hill. You're the light in the darkness now. You're to go and let your good works be displayed among men that they might see those good works and praise God in heaven. So we're to spread the light of the world, one person at a time, one family, one community at a time, one culture at a time. And us spreading the light of these candles throughout this room is really a reminder of how we are to share the light of Jesus to the world. And so some practical things with this, though, is here in a moment, I'm going to have some people come and help me, and we're going to begin to spread this light around the room. And when somebody comes to you and they have a candle that's already lit, you're going to take your candle that's not already lit, and you're going to tip that one over, and you're going to light your candle. You don't want them to do it because all that wax is going to come out, right? Does that make sense? Onto your hand, and it's going to burn, and we'll hear little yelps throughout the room, okay? So if your candle's not lit, you're the one doing the tipping over and lighting that candle. And Lisa's going to play for us as we do this. And then after all the candles are lit, then Dakota's going to lead us in Silent Night. And after that, we'll be dismissed. But I'm going to have maybe some staff members, some families come forward, help me now, and we're going to spread this light across the room. Mm-hmm.